A Reader's Guide to Values. Written by Dr. Adriana James. Narrated by Michael Neeb. If you know what value levels the people you meet and work with are operating from, you will have a tremendous advantage as you will understand their strengths, weaknesses, and instinctive behaviors. What's more, understanding your own values will help you achieve greater happiness, success, and satisfaction in life. Adriana James. Contrary to popular belief, what you don't know can hurt you. That's why you need to recognize different value levels, so you don't make mistakes that might just derail your relationships, business, and career. You'll also have the key to your own and others' happiness. In this reader's guide, you'll learn what characterizes each values level as you meet 1. The self-centered addict, who will never return a favor no matter how much you do for them, but who will do whatever it takes to satisfy their basic needs. 2. The family-first loyalist, who will always seek advice from their clan or community tells them to, no matter how many other people they talk to. 3. The independent rebel, who will say whatever they need to so that you will give them what they want and not worry about what other people think about them. 4. The faithful follower, who can be relied on always to follow the rules and do what's right according to socially accepted norms. 5. The innovative materialist, who enjoys material possessions, thinks like an entrepreneur, and often makes people uncomfortable by debunking myths. 6. The metaphysical thinker, who has fully experienced wealth and success, and is reconnecting with community and spiritual thinking. 7. The realistic solution finder, who values functionality, learning, and is open to new solutions and ready to lead or to follow as circumstances demand. 8. The galactic consciousness, whose solutions truly benefit humanity, yet fully allow for the uniqueness of each individual. But first, let's look briefly at why values matter. Everyone has a value system, whether or not they acknowledge it. This is their religion. People who insist they are value-free, who are unaware of their propensities, are simply lying to themselves. Maggie Ross. Why do we live? Why do we die? What is the meaning of life? How then should we live? These are the universal questions asked through countless ages of men and women all over the world, and answered in almost as many different ways. Those who claim to have the true story become the leaders of movements, religions, trends. The rest of us follow in their paths, adopt their values, and live according to their teachings. Many of us do this unconsciously, because that is the nature of values. They are deeply held, unconscious truths that hold our beliefs and drive our attitudes and actions. Everyone has values, but not everyone has the same values. Far from it. Since your values determine the things you will inevitably react to when threatened, and defend with whatever resources you have at your command, and since your family, friends, colleagues, and bosses may have different values that will cause them to react, it's worth thinking carefully about what values are and why they drive us the way they do. There is no such thing as right values, because values are individually determined. However, your values can be discovered, changed, and reorganized. And this reality is particularly important in today's highly transitional environment. Stability itself is a value. And if you hold the value of stability tightly, then you will be resentful, angry, and poorly equipped to deal with our changing reality. I believe that understanding values, both your own and others, is vital for anyone who wants to make a success of their life, however you define that success. Ever since I encountered the seminal work of Claire Graves on values and recognized its potential, I have been testing his hypotheses against the people and societies I have encountered. After more than 20 years of analysis, my conclusion is that his observations were incredibly accurate, and the implications for our daily life are profound. Have you ever wondered why some people never return favors, no matter how much you do for them, while others are keen to reciprocate and hate to be indebted in any way? Your highly intelligent spouse always follows the advice of his or her parents, or other family leader, even on subjects where you are the expert. Some salespeople only ever sell once to a customer, while others have customers coming back over and over. Some of your friends always know what the right decision is, while others seem unsure. Some people have innovative and out-of-the-box ideas and solutions, and always seem to make money, while others have just as many ideas but never seem to make them profitable. Socialism, fascism, communism, scientism, and all the other isms look so different, yet share so many similarities. Communities that start out with high ideals and aims for saving the world end up looking like repressive ideologies after some years. Employees that agree with your mission statement and values end up sabotaging all your efforts. If so, then you'll find the study of values levels intensely valuable, because they will help you understand why your loved ones, your colleagues, and your bosses respond the way they do to common situations like conflict, competition, stress, new ideas, rules and regulations, failure, contradictions and threats. But first, let's look at the basics of values levels so we're all on the same page. What are values? A summary. 1. Values are not what you like, but what is important to you. 2. Every person has values. 3. Every individual's set of values is different from another individual's. 4. No values levels are better than others, but they are all geared to support existence inside a certain type of environment. 5. Development through values levels and different types of thinking is possible but not guaranteed. 6. Values are not related to intelligence, nor are they related to how people think. They are related to environment and neurology. 7. At least in the Western world, nobody is a certain values level. You can't say to somebody, "Oh, your values level X." 8. Under stress, people revert to the last completed previous values level. 9. You cannot progress through values levels unless all the concerns related to one values level are fulfilled, and the energy spent on those concerns is freed. 10. People can exhibit different values levels in different contexts. 11. A lower values level cannot understand or comprehend a higher values level. 12. The words a person is using to describe his or her own values may be of a higher values level than the neurology of the body. 13. Each values level has positive aspects and negative aspects, like a coin with two facets. When you read Values of the Evolution of Consciousness, you will quickly realize that a major emphasis of all discussion of values levels is that this is not another kind of box or set of labels to use for yourself or others. Values levels are a way of thinking about individuals and society that can help you understand what is really going on in individuals, corporations, and the world, so that you can respond appropriately. This Reader's Companion is not a substitute for reading the book itself. It's not a Cliff Notes version. Its purpose is to help you understand why values level are highly relevant to your life and worth your study. All page numbers cited in this book refer to Values and the Evolution of Consciousness by Adriana S. James, Sidonia Press, 2016. The Key to Removing Resistance. If we were to be totally congruent in what we do according to our values and in alignment within ourselves, our objectives and goals would be easier to achieve. Adriana James. What if you understood how to achieve your goals and objectives with the least possible resistance? What if you understood how to motivate others so that they worked alongside you without resistance? Just think about those two questions for a moment. I'm sure you can quickly think of ways in which resistance complicates your life and relationships and interferes with your happiness. The truth is that most of this resistance is bound up in our unconscious values. We are often more focused on trying to fulfill society's expectations rather than our own values. And so we create goals we believe we ought to want to achieve rather than goals that are aligned with our values. This is not a recipe for a happy and fulfilled life. From earliest recorded history, we have searched for ways in which to explain the mystery of our motivations, behaviors, relationships, and the meaning of our existence in the face of a mysterious universe. Adriana James. The first chapters of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness delve into our motivations, the relationships between our values, beliefs, and attitudes, including our increasing awareness of attitudes relative to values, and establish the framework for discussing our journey through the values levels from 1 to 8, and understanding the role of both environment and neurology in that journey. A world of rapid change. When we say that people have no values, what we are really saying is that their values do not concur with ours. Adriana James. There are good reasons for suggesting the modern age has ended. Many things indicate that we are going through a transitional period, when it seems that something is on the way out and something else is painfully being born. Don Edward Beck and Christopher C. Cohen. Our values, and therefore our belief systems, our ways of thinking, and our resulting behaviors are geared towards supporting existence and survival inside a specific type of environment. On the other hand, when the environment is changing rapidly, it implies that we need to change to keep up with it. And indeed, through the ages, we have seen that periods of transition, such as our own, have resulted in one of two responses: either forward movement into a new values level, or constant iterations of the same values level, as seen in our own century, where we have seen, and continue to see, various values level 4 expressions with disastrous consequences, extensively discussed in chapters 8 and 9 of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness. The critical question to ask in a rapidly changing world is change something you welcome, something you struggle with, or something you ignore? There are many reasons why people resist change, and these are often related to limiting beliefs and decisions about how the world operates. These limiting beliefs and decisions often lead to anger, denial, resentment, and a generally inflexible neurology that does not cope well with the change and development. There are other factors in our resistance to change, and the question is raised in Chapter 2 and subsequent chapters about the role of media and other authorities in deliberately creating an environment in which we become less equipped to move forward through values levels. However, for the overall welfare of a total man's existence in this world, over the long run of time, that higher levels are better than lower levels, and that the prime good of any society's governing figures should be to promote human movement up the levels of human existence. Dr. Claire Graves, see page 38. As discussed in chapters 9 and 10, the role of government and other shadowy yet influential organizations in promoting or holding back mass progress through the values levels must be questioned, although the truth is far too well hidden by special interests for the average person to fully unravel it. I am certainly not the first person to question the purpose of state education and the kind of movies, TV programming, and even news broadcasting we generally see and hear. And the more I discover and observe about values levels, the more I admire the prescience of Ray Bradbury, Aldous Huxley, and other writers as they looked at themes of mass alignment and coherence via artificial means. We know just from what we've seen so far that the possibilities for progress through the values levels are exciting and infinitely dynamic. As we journey through the values levels, the complexity of thinking and its multidimensionality expands with each values level, even when they remain intricately connected at a deep level. What happens to people when they're confronted with more change than they're equipped to handle? The dangers of too rapid change and its effects on individuals are discussed on page 70 to 76. This is significant because new developments and insights in physics suggest that the frequency of our planet is intensifying, and this will result in even faster rates of change in human neurology. As Dr. Graves mentioned in the above quotation, it is the role of government to promote human movement up the levels of human existence. The question we must ask ourselves is, are there figures in government, or behind government, who are manipulating the level of change we are exposed to, and our response to it? A second question follows. If this is the case, or even a distinct possibility, do we trust them to pursue our best interests? And what can we do to protect ourselves and ensure our own forward progress? on education and critical thinking. The public does not have access to the greater design for the future of humanity. All we can see at work is a heavy propaganda machinery, designed to create a massive social engineering. If this is the case, for what purpose? Adriana James. One of the recurring themes in Values and the Evolution of Consciousness is the state of education in the Western world. We know from history, especially the history of 20th century, that critical thinking is an essential part of progress. Otherwise, we risk being taken captive by propaganda and led blindly into wars, social experimentation, and oppression by sanctioned authorities. True education enables greater level of abstraction thinking. Most modern education systems are designed to enforce values-level thinking and turn out good workers with desirable skills. Page 41. The question that follows has to be, what kind of education are our systems providing today? Does it fall under the classification of true education? Certainly, levels of literacy and numeracy are increasing, but is that the whole compass of education? As we look at trends in the world today, we have to ask ourselves whether our education system is, in fact, a system of de-education, and whether we are being lulled into a state of profound unconsciousness. There are indications that this is happening, and that we are seeing a strong awakening of values level 2 thinking in the unwelcoming responses to the refugee situation, among others. See page 116. If this is the case, for what purpose is it happening? We may never know the true answer. See page 256 to learn why. But we do know that since the Western world is predominantly run on the basis of values level 4 and 5 thinking, that crowd control is probably a strong motivational force in this re-engineering of the education system, with a view to holding back the progress of society. I suspect that this is closely linked to understanding other values levels. We cannot understand each other. One of the first principles of values levels is that a lower values level cannot understand a higher values level's way of thinking. The corollary to this is that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. Since our current society, and the powers that control it, has generally not evolved beyond the values level 4 and 5 thinking that has created the problems we face today, we cannot really expect genuine solutions to emerge, yet. In your daily life and relations, you need to keep in mind the fact that a lower values level cannot understand the thinking of a higher level. With a little practice, you will quickly recognize, in yourself as well as others, that there is some variation in your values level thinking depending on circumstances and stress. It's amazing how quickly a values level 4 manager can turn into a values level 3 piranha when a project is not going well. What is less obvious is that when this person is operating out of their values level 3 persona, they cannot grasp their usual values level 4 way of thinking. Since this is true of a person who does have both levels of thinking open, how much more true if they've never moved beyond values level 3 thinking at all? This is the reason why you, my reader, need to take responsibility for the evolution of your own individual consciousness through self-awareness, self-education, and self-development. Values evolution has both individual and group aspects. While our environments can help or hinder our growth, it is still largely a question of personal choice, and there are ways of accelerating our personal evolution of consciousness through the values levels. The further you progress through the values levels, the better you can understand others with whom you are living and working, and therefore the more flexibility you have to communicate with them. Since one of the reasons you have downloaded this ebook is to become more successful in life, relationships, and business, you can see how achieving the higher values levels puts you at a competitive advantage, even though these levels are not better than lower values levels. Understanding multiplied by critical thinking leads to freedom, which leads to wisdom, and wisdom allows for creative and complex thinking. Adriana James. Speaking historically of the progress of values level thinking, we cannot categorically say what is the impetus for each transition, especially from values levels 1 and 2. However, we can see that these transitions did happen, and we can use more recent historical as well as psychological evidence of growth in children to understand them. In Values and the Evolution of Consciousness, I explore the transition phenomenon in detail, especially how it varies between levels. For now, it is enough to say that, for it to happen naturally, some conflict or major challenge is usually involved in the transition process. Perhaps you feel, as I did, and as many of my students have, that you are not really interested in your personal evolution if it requires you to confront conflict or major challenge. It is daunting. But I also know, because you are reading this ebook, that you are not afraid of challenges, and you do want to evolve your personal consciousness. I strongly urge you to read Values and the Evolution of Consciousness carefully, especially Chapter 3 and Chapters 8 through 16. You will probably be surprised and disturbed by some of what you read, but I suspect that you will also be intensely motivated to educate yourself in critical thinking, to resolve any issues that are holding you back from fully completing past values levels, and to work forward through the next values level by engaging in reflection and exercises to accelerate your progress. To understand why critical thinking is so important today, read Values and the Evolution of Consciousness. Email info@nlpcoaching.com to learn more about our live trainings. Values Levels Outlined. There are no constraints on the human mind, no walls around the human spirit, no barriers to our progress except those we ourselves erect. Ronald Reagan. This journey through the values levels is designed to provide a glimpse of how values levels affect your life each day, and how you can use them to gain insight into your own motivations, desires, and compulsions, and those of people around you. However, for a fuller understanding, you'll want to read Values and the Evolution of Consciousness. At the risk of being boring and repetitious, I'd like to remind you that every values level has positive and negative characteristics, and that no values level is better than any other. Also, the values levels alternate between individualistic, self-orientation, and sacrificial group orientation. There are certain similarities between all the odd-numbered values levels and all the even-numbered values levels. This is one of the reasons why transitioning from one level to the next can be so challenging. It involves a 180-degree change of orientation. As you read about each values level, ask yourself, what is the perfect human being? If you answer according to the values level you are reading, you will find that you end up with 8 different descriptions, each one perfectly suited to the environment and neurology which it inhabits. Values Level 1, The Self-Centered Addict. Ken, my husband, just smelled like he belonged to me. I'm not talking about hygiene. I'm talking about when you hug him. He either feels like a member of your tribe or not. It's their scent. Erica Jong. This values level is dominated by survival reflexes. It is individualistic, consumed by basic human desires for food, sleep, shelter, safety, and reproduction of species. Apart from some remote South American tribes, which have avoided all contact with the outside world, the only examples of values level 1 are babies, people with advanced dementia, or other severely disabling conditions, drunken or drugged persons, and famine victims. Values level 1, in its native state, has better spatial awareness, a better relationship to time, and senses perfectly attuned to the weather and environment. They focus on being rather than doing, and probably can access different channels of awareness and communication. There is no lack of intelligence in values level 1. They are simply immersed in their environment and one with it. They are primarily concerned with their own needs. And once these needs are met, they will move on to the next instinct which demands their attention. We have no idea what happened to catapult values level 1 out of their initial state of unconsciousness. Certainly they were adapted to their environment, just as a baby is, and they had all they needed to survive. But something occurred to push them into Values Level 2, The Family First Loyalist. All for one, and one for all. Alexandre Dumas. This values level is characterized by a complete surrender of one's life to the decisions of the tribe, family, or clan. The authority is external and family-based. while Values Level 1 only survives today in the midst of tragedy, Values Level 2 is alive and well. In fact, some parts of the New Age movement clearly stem from an unfinished Level 2 in many individuals. See page 107. This is a communal and collective lifestyle, often involving shamanism and phenomena. If you have a Values Level 2 person working for you, you will quickly discover the limits of your authority, no matter what you say. A Values Level 2 person will not accept your decision unless the elder or chief of the clan also agrees. In this Values Level, the safety and well-being of every member of the clan is paramount, because it affects the safety and well-being of the whole group. Clan members are willing to sacrifice themselves, and even give their lives for the safety of the group as a whole. Values Level 2 has much positive knowledge which is being rediscovered today, including the use of plants for healing, energy work, altered states of the consciousness, and the use of symbols to influence the unconscious. However, they are highly suspicious of newcomers and often rigid and inflexible in their thinking. The indigenous Australian people still have a vibrant Values Level 2 culture, which has much to offer the world, including their access to different modalities of healing and conflict resolution. When you meet Values Level 2 behavior, it is especially important to respect their traditions and accept the fact that they will refer to every major decision back to the elder or chief of their clan. Values Level 3, the Independent Rebel. When the tyrant has disposed of foreign enemies by conquest or treaty, and there is nothing more to fear from them, then he is always stirring up some war or other, in order that the people may require a leader. Plato. Machiavelli's The Prince describes the epitome of Values Level behavior. If you look closely, you will still find many people in the world who consider this character admirable, which definitely shows that Values Level 3 is active and well today. Values Level 3 sometimes seems like a toddler who's trying to assert his individuality. However, you have to admire their innate courage and willingness to pit themselves against the world of nature, humans, and other predators. These are the explorers, always seeking the next frontier to conquer, mountains, oceans, deserts, space, or the next battle to fight. They are full of energy, often charismatic, and driven to succeed, or else. Values Level 3 wants immediate gratification of all his personal desires, requests, and aspirations, and they will do whatever it takes to achieve their goal, including lying, cheating, and stealing, and impose their will on others without hesitation or guilt, because truth is always relative to the person you are dealing with. A Values Level 3 can tell the same story, or sell the same product, many different ways, depending on who he is telling the story to, and what response he wants as a result. Because the only real vehicle for fully completing Values Level 3 today is military, there are a lot of people around, both men and women, who have not yet completed this level, and therefore still exhibit Values Level 3 behavior. Anywhere there is the opportunity to win, banks, politics, corporations, etc., you will find examples of Values Level 3 alongside Values Level 5. It is particularly important to remember that Values Level 3 cannot stand to lose, and will become extremely aggressive and dangerous if defeated or shamed in any way. The Values Level 3 person's motto is, "I will pit my all-powerful self against the world, which is a jungle where only the fittest survive." He is ruthless, selfish, impulsive, and unpredictable, and yet he is also courageous, dauntless, and his determination to succeed has led to some of mankind's greatest achievements. Values Level 3 never gives up his victories, and doesn't stop talking about them or parading them either. Alexander the Great, Napoleon Bonaparte, and Adolf Hitler are classic examples of Values Level 3 charisma, energy, and personal magnetism. Feudalism and colonialism are classic demonstrations of Values Level 3 economics, where wealth is unequally shared and a very few at the top profit inordinately, while most people receive very little. Whereas Values Level 4 will attack another country to spread an idea, democracy, Values Level 3 attacks partly for the fun of fighting, but also for the resources they will gain. Values Level 3 is paranoid. If aliens were to visit Earth, then these people know that there cannot be a benevolent explanation. Before you laugh, on page 145 to 147 of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness, I have documented some of the thinking shared by two experienced physicists with involvement in both defense and military intelligence, that describes a scenario like this. When dealing with anyone who has not completely finished Values Level 3, be very cautious. If they feel threatened, they will attack mercilessly. You often meet Values Level 3 behavior in sales teams, where, despite their charm offensive and ability to close an initial sale, they rarely receive follow-up orders unless they are carefully conditioned and have enough experience to realize that this is the key to long-term success. Values Level 4, the Faithful Follower. It is better to conquer yourself than win 1,000 battles. Then the victory is yours. It cannot be taken from you, not by angels or by demons, heaven or hell. Buddha. Values Level 4 has many manifestations, but they are easy to recognize because they follow a very clear process and always have a guilt-inducing system. Where Values Level 3 was individualistic in the extreme and tended to anarchy and unrest, Values Level 4 brings control, stability, and unity. It has a very important part to play in building society and making it livable. Values Level 4 has been in the world for thousands of years, with its first documented appearance in Egypt about 3,500 years ago. See page 159 to 162. Worship, an integral part of Values Level 4, was rigidly defined, ordered, systematized, and made into a commonly accepted faith-based set of beliefs. Common factors of Values Level 4 include delayed gratification. Everything is for later, whether that is next year or in the afterlife. The controlling body is a larger entity, usually divine, but possibly the state or even a global authority. The excesses and indulgence of Values Level 3 become shortages and scarcities, and the authority demands blind, unquestioning obedience. Values Level 4 follows a book that outlines and details the required beliefs, behaviors, and regulations. The book may be religious or secular, but either way, it is the ultimate authority and describes the one right way. It also describes the one great enemy. Values Level 4 thrives on dichotomy and unifies its adherents against a dangerous enemy. Examples of Values Level 4 thinking include socialism, communism, fascism, scientism, materialism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Catholicism, Islam, Christianity, environmentalism. If you've ever wondered why governments have so much difficulty accomplishing anything, the answer lies with Values Level 4's preoccupation with academic study and theoretical work. They like tidy theories and closed systems, and are not very interested in solving real problems. Most of the world today is governed by Values Level 4 and 5 thinking. However, since Values Level 4 thinkers cannot comprehend Values Level 5, they relate to it as though it were Values Level 3, with suspicion and repression. Values Level 4 thinkers aim for virtue and value sacrifice, duty, responsibility, purposeful living, compassion, love, stability, discipline, and hard work. Life under Values Level 4 is simple and unambiguous, yet they have moved so far from uncertainty that they have developed a closed mind and are highly righteous, judgmental, and hypocritical. They make great employees, as long as you're looking for people who will follow the rules and do what they're told to do in order to maintain the system. Given the social goal of continuing to move up the ladder of evolution, I have some concerns about the current direction of society and have noted some very worrying trends. On page 179 to 181 of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness, I discuss some signs of revival of an extremely repressive Level 4 program on a global scale, its impact on medical practice, and the attitude to health and healing and its work in the schools. Since Values Level 4 is a master of conditioning mechanisms and punishment, I believe that these are worrying signs that may delay the evolution of human consciousness and endanger our planet's future. Values Level 5, the Innovative Materialist. We will never know any real freedom unless our minds are free. John Rappaport. Values Level 5 is individualistic, free thinking, and values science, commerce, trade, and the scientific method. Their goal is to maximize personal power, freedom, and take control of their life. At the extreme, they would like to take over the old Values Level 4 system, destroy the dogma, and use people and resources for their own ends. because they are thoroughly familiar with the system, having lived and worked inside it for years, they're able to use it for their own benefit and often exhibit treacherous behavior. Values level 5 thinkers like Galileo, Kepler, Leibniz, Francis Bacon, and Descartes were first seen during the Enlightenment. On page 206 to 208, James talks about the major advances in science and philosophy and how they affected society. Life for Values Level 5 thinkers focuses on concerns related to money, control via money and wealth, sales, marketing, profit, and spin. Values Level 5 are masters of spin and the art of redefining words for their own ends. In the 1400s and beyond, some members of the merchant class saw the opportunity to position themselves as an intermediary between the producer of goods and the consumer. They created opaque systems which were virtually immune to investigation and had the ability to create inflation, deflation, bubbles, and generally take charge of the money supply. If that sounds familiar and possibly scary, it should. Not much has changed since the 1400s, except that wealth and control of wealth has become increasingly concentrated in the hands of a small number of families who control our money supply. Rep. Ron Paul made a strong effort since 2009 to audit the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, but this effort is working against the core principle of elements so powerfully entrenched that I would confidently assert it will never happen. See page 212 to 213 for future discussion. Values Level 5 does not directly engage in illegal activities. However, they are prone to bend the rules and work around the system rather than simply ignore them as Values Level 3 would. Also, whereas Values Level 3 thinkers tend to use strong-arm tactics to engage corporation, Values Level 5 uses mental manipulation techniques instead. After all this talk of sales and profits, you may think that capitalism is a Values Level 5 concept. It does contain elements of Values Level 5, and it is certainly used by Values Level 5 thinkers to achieve their ends. But it is still an ism, an authoritarian system that belongs to Values Level 4. On the other hand, by opening the door to commerce, it provides a way forward into Values Level 5 thinking. If you've ever wondered what institutions like the IMF and World Bank are really after, page 213 to 216 will provide some rather alarming details about the level of control their benevolent lending to developing countries really creates. And this, in turn, will make you wonder about the immensely powerful individuals behind them. If Values Level 4 thinking has you looking to an outside authority for answer, Values Level 5 thinking requires you to think for yourself and to be alert. The system will only let you advance so far. But Level 5 thinkers want all they can get, and they realize that the way to get this is to work hard, think outside the box, and make the most of every opportunity. They take calculated risks and are willing to take responsibility for their decisions. And they expect others to do likewise. As salesmen, Values Level 5 thinkers usually sell good products. But they consider that it is your job to ensure those products are fit for your purposes. They will not compel you to buy, but they will certainly offer you the opportunity. At present, the external environment is not particularly conducive to the development of Values Level 5 thinking. Therefore, society is shaped primarily by Values Level 4 thinking. Until this changes, when a critical mass of Values Level 5 thinkers is operative, the world as a whole will continue to cycle through different iterations of Values Level 4 thinking, and the same problems will continue to resurface in different clothes because you cannot solve problems by the same thing that created them. Values Level 6, the Metaphysical Thinker. To live more voluntarily is to live more deliberately, intentionally, and purposefully. In short, it is to live more consciously. We cannot be deliberate when we are disconnected from life. We cannot be intentional when we are not paying attention. We cannot be purposeful when we are not being present. Dwayne Elgin. Values Level 6 thinkers are again group-oriented, but with greater awareness and consciousness than Values Level 4, and are operating at much greater level of complexity. They are acutely aware of the dangers and problems that Values Level 5's unmitigated pursuit of technology, wealth, and profit have created, since they were totally involved in its creation. And they react against the totalitarianism and materialism of Values Level 5 thinking. Unlike Values Level 4, they do not adopt dogma or adhere to a book. Instead, they pursue freedom of expression in a group setting. While this sounds very accepting, in reality, they are extremely judgmental. and will go after everyone who does not submit to their universal communitarian law. Values Level 6 thinkers are usually scientific and innovative. In Values Level 5, they questioned all the accepted tenets of Values Level 4 thinking. In Values Level 6, they question our perception of reality itself. Is light a wave or a particle? As a consequence of scientific observation, Values Level 6 thinking concludes that the consciousness of a person changes the reality that is observed. See page 279 of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness. The impact of Values Level 6 thinking is especially evident in various branches of physics, such as quantum physics. Values Level 6 is willing to expose fraud and take the consequences, which are often drastic as they threaten Values Level 5's profit and wealth creation strategies. Because of their openness to non-traditional ways of thinking and their focus on healing the environment and the body, Values Level 6 thinkers have been instrumental in forms of natural healing, and have recognized and explored the body's innate ability to heal itself. In following this path, they have attracted the attention of the medical establishment, Values Level 4 thinkers, and Big Pharma, Values Level 5, by threatening their stranglehold on people's minds and bodies. Some of these non-traditional medical practitioners have died in mysterious circumstances. See page 283. Read about some of the fascinating scientific experiments. Pyotr Gargajev, biophysicist and molecular biologist, on changing DNA with words, page 285. Noam Chomsky, linguist, philosopher, cognitive scientist on words and related frequencies, and DNA, along with their power to create a new framework for health rather than disease. Page 286. Zero-point energy and the energy of the vacuum. Page 287. Values Level 6 thinking does not question the ability of artificial intelligence to compute faster than human brains, but it most definitely doubts that artificial intelligence is the same as humanity. Scientifically, it bases this on the presence of energy and inner power in humans, a thing which artificial intelligence cannot emulate. Values Level 6 thinking cannot be fully realized until you've actually made it to the point where financial concerns are no longer an issue. Some Values Level 4 people appear to be Values Level 6 because of their focus on the environment, etc. But unless they have fully completed Level 5 with all its individualistic materialism, they cannot move fully into Level 6. Eventually, Values Level 6 realize that they need to take some action to move the world forward, or else they become frustrated by the efforts of those around them to take control, and overwhelmed by their sadness and guilt about the suffering of the world while they sit idly by. In addition, their entitlement attitude eventually bankrupts the state. In any event, eventually they realize that they need to act and bring the new inner energy and higher consciousness back into the world. Values Level 7, the Realistic Solution Finder. For the past several decades, highly classified aerospace programs in the United States and in several other countries have been developing aircraft capable of defying gravity. One form of this technology can loft a craft on matter-repelling energy beams. This exotic technology falls under the relatively obscure field of research known as electrogravitics. The origins of electrogravities can be traced back to the turn of the 20th century, to Nikola Tesla's work. Paul LaViolette. Values Level 7 thinkers address issues predominantly at a planetary level. Thinking at Values Level 7 and 8 not only looks at the individual, but also as humanity as a global entity and its relationship to other possible intelligent life forms in the universe. Being realistic is a core characteristic of Values Level 7, as is an insatiable appetite for learning. Whereas earlier levels were mostly dichotomous, Values Level 7 can handle a large degree of paradox and uncertainty. Values Level 7 thinkers are individually oriented, like all the odd number levels, yet they also achieve a large degree of interdependence. They are not rebellious, nor do they seek admiration from others. Quite simply, what others think about them is irrelevant. While it is theoretically possible for anyone to reach Values Level 7 and 8, if the neurological and environmental conditions are met, the current environment is not conducive to this level of evolution. At this values level, all the detrimental aspects of previous levels are set aside, while the positive aspects are retained and integrated. At this point, the individual must journey alone along paths that are virtually untrodden. One of these untrodden paths is the issue of self-esteem. At Values Level 7, self-esteem becomes a non-issue. The question, "Who am I?" is answered simply, myself. There is no need to be, do, or have anything special. There is also no need to concern oneself with law and order, organized religion, financial gains, love, or acceptance, as they do not need any coercion to act responsibly and within the norms of socially acceptable behavior. The values level 7 economy moves out of the industrialized form and into a networked economy which is far more streamlined. Minimal consumption replaces the shared resources of level 6, the overconsumption of level 5, and the scarcity of level 4. The small percentage of values level 7 thinkers on the planet are involved in exciting solution findings such as artificial intelligence, 3D printing, robotics, and metamaterials. Level 7 uses all the information and knowledge it gathers to form new concepts, connect dots in unexpected ways, and provide solutions with real results. They are even potentially involved in some highly secretive interplanetary explorations. See page 223 to 331. The fruit fly metaphor and values level 7 thinking. Dr. Joseph P. Farrell proposed the following metaphor. If one has a pair of fruit flies in a bottle and controls the environment, they will start to multiply until they fill the bottle. Once this happens, what should one do? A closed-thinking person will think of reducing the population of fruit flies, since it will consider only the bottle, a closed system. These might include sterilizing the weaker specimens, introducing food, create a disease, change the environment of the bottle. However, there are potentially other options which involve opening the bottle, or seeing how the fruit flies adapt to different conditions. When it comes to values level 7 thinking applied to the question of our planet and its ability to sustain our growing population, you can see the parallels and possibly even consider why a space mission is a potential solution. Values level 7 likes to fix things and solve problems, which it does very efficiently. This can cause conflict with other values levels, where employment may be based on the existence of the problem, and a level 7 would put these people out of work. Level 7 is not a superior human being and does not have all the answers. In fact, level 7 is also constrained by the thinking of other levels, since at this point, there are not enough level 7 thinkers on the planet to genuinely change the way we operate. Values level 8, the galactic consciousness. The planet's hope and salvation lies in the adoption of revolutionary new knowledge being revealed at the frontiers of science. Attributed to Bruce Lipton. Values level 8 once again thinks in a sacrificial manner. Very little is known about this values level because there are only a very small number of people on the planet who think in this way, and it is truly an evolution. Values level 8 combines all individuals on Earth into a cohesive mass of humanity, yet without sacrificing individuality. Finally, this level of thinking appears to have resolved all the dichotomies and is able to live with paradox. It is able to combine absolute certainty about many things, with an equal lack of certainty about anything. This level is uniquely able to live with total uncertainty and mystery. Values level 8 fully integrates the whole and the parts, not with a massive oneness with the environment as in values level 1, nor yet into the indistinguishable group of values level 4. This is genuine individuality in unity. For such thinking to thrive, the person must have fully completed all the 7 previous levels in all areas of life. However, such thinking could be open already in values level 6 and 7 thinkers, who have not yet resolved all their obligations and compulsions. Where could such thinking lead us? I firmly believe that it could help us solve the problem of interplanetary exploration, and even invasion, because at this level of humanitarian concern, strategic open thinking system is truly possible, and we could expand the horizons of our planet across the galaxy. In fact, it is possible, even extremely likely, that the secret scientific establishment has more information than we have any idea of about such matters. What is clear is that it would take values level 8 thinking to successfully communicate with interplanetary life. Conclusions. Of one thing that you may be certain, there is a continuous chain of improvement over the ages, and it is the wish of the author that you, too, enter into the spirit of evolutionary progress towards greater and more abundant enlightenment in your time. For in this vibrating world, all things can be reconciled. G. Pat Flanagan. As we look around our world, it is easy to ask, where in the world are we going? And what are we doing to ourselves and our habitat in the process? These questions are loaded with overtones of guilt, and thus, are symptomatic of values level 4 and 6 thinking. They are also questions that don't demand any action from us. And values level 6, in particular, would say that everything will work itself out. The question is, how? And will we be happy if the way everything works out is disastrous for the human race? At this point, values level 5 and values level 7 thinkers will offer quite different solutions, but they will at least urge us to action, to the creation of a different reality. We know that transitions require struggle, and we know that for the past 600 years or so, our thinking has oscillated between various iterations of values level 4 and values level 5 thinking. We know that values level 7 and 8 thinking does exist in this world, but it is far from strong enough to shift the balance from 4 to 5 level thinking and beyond. And we know that we cannot solve the problems created by one level of thinking by using that same level of thinking. So, what is a responsible thinking person to do? I've explored this question at some length, examining the philosophical, scientific, and sociological evidence in the final chapters of Values and the Evolution of Consciousness, and I won't repeat my arguments here. Instead, I will simply say that we as human beings on Earth have a choice to evolve through the values levels, or to throw up our hands, advocate responsibility, and leave it to chance, divinity, or some other entity to work out our salvation for us. I know what path I will choose, but only you can decide whether you will choose to wander aimlessly into the wilderness or set forth purposefully on a path of conscious evolution in the hope that you can be a part of the solution. Purchase Values and the Evolution of Consciousness to learn more about what governments are doing behind the scenes in intergalactic research and other secret projects. Buy Adriana's books on Amazon. Books by Adriana James, PhD. Values and the Evolution of Consciousness, the Sources of Conflict in Our Chaotic World, and Our Power to Change Them. Timeline Therapy Made Easy, an easy method to let go of negative emotions and limiting decisions from your life. Books by Adriana James, PhD, and Tad James, PhD. The Secret of Creating Your Future. The Lost Secrets of Ancient Hawaiian Yuna. For more information about Adriana's speaking engagements, NLP training courses, or APEP certification through the Tad James Company in NLP, timeline therapy, hypnosis, and coaching offered at practitioner, master practitioner, trainer, and master trainer levels. Email info@nlpcoaching.com or learn more at www.adrianajames.com and www.nlpcoaching.com. This has been A Reader's Guide to Values, written by Dr. Adriana James, narrated by Michael Neeb.